What is the seven-headed wild beast of Revelation chapter 13? The Bible's answer. The wild beast with seven heads introduced at Revelation 13:1 represents the worldwide political system. It has authority, power, and a throne which point to its being a political entity. It rules over every tribe and people and tongue and nation, so it is greater than a single national government. Revelation 13:7. It combines features of the four beasts described in the prophecy at Daniel 7:2-8, including the appearance of a leopard, the feet of a bear, a lion's mouth, and 10 horns. The beasts in Daniel's prophecy are identified as specific kings or political kingdoms that rule in succession over empires. Thus, the wild beast of Revelation chapter 13 represents a composite political organization. It ascends out of the sea, that is, from the turbulent masses of mankind that are the source of human governments. Revelation 13:1. The Bible says that the number or name of the beast, 666, is a man's number. Revelation 13:17-18. That expression indicates that the beast of Revelation chapter 13 is a human entity, not a spirit or demon entity. Even though nations may agree on few things, they unite in their determination to maintain their authority rather than submit to the rule of God's kingdom. They will also join forces to battle God's armies, commanded by Jesus Christ at Armageddon. But this war will result in the nations being destroyed. 10 horns and 7 heads. Certain numbers are used symbolically in the Bible. For example, 10 and 7 represent completeness. The key to understanding the specific meaning of the 10 horns and 7 heads of the beast of Revelation chapter 13 is an image of the wild beast, identified later in Revelation, a bright red beast that has 7 heads and 10 horns. Revelation 13:1, 14, and 15. The Bible says that the 7 heads of this red beast mean 7 kings or governments. Likewise, the 7 heads of the beast of Revelation 13:1 represent 7 governments, the primary political powers that have dominated through history and have taken the lead in oppressing God's people: Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, and Anglo-America. If we conclude that the 10 horns represent all sovereign states, small and large, then the diadem, or crown, on each horn shows that each nation rules concurrently with the primary political power of the time.